So this idea of being attached to a goal and outcome, something you really want and really struggling to get it, is not only stopping people from getting it, but it's stopping them from being happy. Hi, I'm Liam Maiden, and welcome to my podcast, Let Yourself Off the Hook. As someone who has studied success for decades, I have found the formula for achieving your dreams and goals, and it's all to do with how you use your brain. Each week on my show, I will provide you with the tools, resources, and expertise to utilize your brain to its ultimate potential and remove the barriers to your success. And as you will discover, true success in every area of your life only comes when you let yourself off the hook. If you're watching or listening to this, I'm sure it's because there's something that you're trying to achieve in your life right now. You have a goal, and maybe it's a big goal. Maybe you want to create a great relationship with somebody. Maybe you want to grow your business or even start a business. Maybe you want to make a lot of money and create a great lifestyle, maybe traveling the world or having a home and an environment that you really love, doing the things that you love to do. And whatever it is, you know that you want it. I mean, you can feel it. You can even smell it. You can just taste what it would be like to achieve that goal. And you just know how great your life would be if you were to achieve it. And you're trying hard. You're prepared to do anything. You're putting an enormous amount of effort into trying to reach your goal. But here's the truth, it's not happening, is it? It's just, you're just not achieving it, and it's leaving you feeling stressed and frustrated and questioning and thinking, why is this not happening? What's going on? I want this thing so badly, and I know how great my life would be when I get it. Why can't I get there? What's going on? What's happening? And you might be looking at other people sometimes and thinking, you know, they've got what I want. And they seem to have achieved it. What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Well, today in this episode, we're going to talk about a contradiction that's really driving so many people up the wall with stress and frustration and trying to figure out why they're not getting what they really want in their life. And that contradiction is that the more intensely you want something, the less likely you are to get it. It's true. The more intensely you want something, the more badly you want something, the more you're going to just push it away from you. And the other strange thing, and perhaps this is even more bizarre, is that the more you really want something, the less likely it is that it's going to make you happy when you get it. Now, you might disagree with these statements, but they are true. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about not only why they're true, but what you can do instead to get what you really want. And you might be thinking right off, well, this is crazy, Liam. You know, you're crazy. The opposite of is true. Everybody knows that you have to really want something passionately. And you have to really work hard if you want to have any hope of getting it. You have to have this huge desire, determination, motivation to get something. That's the only way you'll ever achieve an outcome. You'll ever achieve a goal. You'll ever get what you really want. Is through really fighting, struggling, and working as hard as you can to overcome all of the obstacles and achieve it. But let's be honest here for a moment. How's that working out for you? How do you think it's working out for the people around you? How do you think all this effort and force and struggle and determination and motivation, is that really working? Isn't it just keeping you actually stuck? If you look at the results in your life, and maybe you look at the results in the lives of other people, isn't this really just keeping people in this, on this treadmill of hard work and effort and struggle, but not really making any progress? I mean, how happy are you? How happy are the people around you, the people in the world? How many people do you know who are truly and deeply happy? It's not many, is it? So this idea of being attached to a goal and outcome, something you really want and really struggling to get it, it's not only stopping people from getting it, but stopping them from being happy. And I know there are lots of people saying the opposite to what I'm saying. There are lots of people saying you have to work and struggle. I mean, there have been lots of books written about it, courses about it, about putting in effort, being more determined, being more motivated. But it's not what actually works. And here's just a little example of what I'm talking about. Think of something that you're really struggling or trying hard to achieve. Isn't it true that the harder you try, the more effort you put in, the more things seem to go wrong? I mean, the more problems you have, the more obstacles you have to overcome, the more roadblocks that seem to get in the way of you achieving your goal, that impede your progress. If you really think carefully about it, you'll realize that's true. And if you also had something in your life that you have achieved, something that was a goal, but when you achieved it, it didn't really make you as happy as you thought it would. Perhaps it was getting into that marriage or that relationship and you thought, when I marry that person, I'm going to create the most ideal, blissful marriage and I'm going to be so happy and it's going to be wonderful. Now, it might have even been like that for a while, but maybe it didn't last. Or maybe it was a business that you had that you thought, when I achieve this in my business, when I get it to a certain size, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to feel so like I've really achieved my life purpose. And you get there, and what's life like? It's still full of problems. It's still full of stress. And you're still left with that feeling, I'm not really happy. This isn't giving me what I thought it would give me. It's not giving that sense of freedom and control over my life that I thought it would. It's not giving me all of those blissful, happy moments that I thought it would. So as we go through this episode, what I suggest you do is think of something that you're really working on right now, a goal, that something you'd really like to achieve, and something that's frustrating you because you're not achieving it or you haven't achieved it yet. And apply all of the ideas I'm talking about to that one specific goal. So let's start by thinking about, well, what is the standard process or the usual process for achieving a goal or getting something that you want? And it could be something big like a new home or a new business, or it could be something small, such as just having a better relationship with that person or getting or making the right decision over something you're working on right at the moment. But here's what happens, isn't it? The first thing is that you think of something that you think will make you happy. And you say to yourself, ah, I can see there's a good idea. I would really like that. That would make me really happy if I had that. If I had that a great relationship or a good business, or if I had a holiday or a trip, or I went to a certain place, or I lived in that or in a certain type of house, whatever it was, you've decided that, or your brain, you've come up with an idea of something that you think will make you happy. And obviously, to make you happy is the purpose of why you want it. Pretty obvious, isn't it? And the next step is, after you've thought of something you thought, well, that would make me happy if I got it, then you decide that you're going to get it. And you say to yourself, I'm going to work towards that. I'm going to try and get that. That's something I want, and I want to have it in my life. So then you start to work towards it. And you try to figure out, how am I going to achieve this goal? What do I need to do to get that? What actions do I need to take? What information do I need? And that's what you start to do. You start gathering information and you start trying to figure out what you need to do. All right, all pretty logical so far, pretty clear. But what happens next in your steps or in your journey towards reaching your goal? Well, the next thing that usually happens is you start to feel doubts. You start to feel uncertainty. You start to say to yourself, will I really achieve this goal? Maybe I won't. I'm worried about what might happen if I don't. Is it really going to happen? So you have this doubt, this uncertainty. And what happens as a result of your doubt and uncertainty? What's the next logical thing that happens? Well, what happens is those doubts, that uncertainty, they begin to affect what you do towards reaching your goal. So you hesitate to do some things. You start to evaluate and say, is that the right thing to do? I better make sure it's the right thing to do. I better figure it out and work it out. And instead of taking action, you don't take action. And on the other hand, another thing that happens when you start to have these doubts and fears, really, and worries that you might not achieve your goal or uncertainty, is you start to do the wrong things. You start to do things on impulse, and you think, oh, I better do that. I need to do that. And you don't really think about it, and you just do things, and you just hope that they're going to work out all right. And of course, what happens is then you find that the path that you started on, that you thought would just be a clear path to reaching your goal, you start to find it's not so smooth after all. It's got problems. It's got distractions, things that get in the way, things that interfere. And all of a sudden, your goal, instead of being a journey that of certainty that you know you're going to get to and you believe that it's all going to work out well, you're getting bogged down in all of the stuff that seems to be taking away from reaching your goal. And as I said earlier, instead of being a smooth path, what happens? You start making mistakes. You procrastinate. You put things off. You spend a lot of time trying to figure out what to do rather than actually doing things. So can you see what's really going on here? It's like your doubts are actually putting a spanner in the works, blocking you from achieving your goal. And you might think you're making progress, but you're not making progress at the rate you thought you would or should, or feel that you would or should be making. And it's a lot more difficult. It's a lot more complicated and a lot more problematic. So here's the next question to really think about. What's causing you to doubt? What's causing you to lack the certainty and knowingness that you're going to achieve your goal? Well, what it really is your fears. You have these underlying fears about what it might mean to you if you don't achieve your goal. And you start to worry that you won't achieve your goal, because you feel that only by achieving that goal are you going to be happy. Now, very often these fears are subconscious. You don't even know they're there. But it's what's making you feel the doubt, frustration, stress, hesitation, and worry that gets in the way of a clear path to your goal. And of course, they really just make your situation worse. They don't help you get to your goal any faster. In fact, they do the opposite. Now, you might be thinking at this point, well, why is this? Why are all these doubts and fears causing me to actually push my goal further away and make it a lot more difficult to achieve it, and maybe never achieve it at all? And you might be thinking, well, why is it that my fears create an environment that make my goal difficult or impossible to achieve? Well, there's actually a biological reason for this, and it's all to do with how your brain functions. Well, we're going to get into what this is and how to use your brain differently and far more effectively, so that you actually reach your goals without all of the distractions, the frustrations, and the stress. But first, let's have a think about what your fears might actually be. Because remember, we said they're subconscious, most of them. You're not aware of what they are. One of the major ones is probably, almost certainly, your fear that you're not going to be happy unless you achieve that goal. And you say things to yourself like, oh, that would make me so happy when I get that. Or, I can't be happy without that. You know, I can't be happy without a wonderful marriage or a wonderful relationship to this person. I can't be happy until all our problems are solved in our relationship. I can't be happy unless I have a great, thriving business where I'm contributing to the world and to the people that I love, and where I'm feeling in control of my life. I can't be happy until I have these things. And so you're afraid that you're not going to be happy until you get that. And it's these fears of the consequences of not achieving our goal that are so deep and so powerful. Another consequence that we're afraid of, something that we think that would happen if we don't achieve our goal, is that we're worried about what other people might think. You know, we think people might disapprove or reject you or say you're a failure or, well, look at that person. He's made so much noise about achieving this goal, but he never achieved it. What a failure. And you might think that other people will say, he's a quitter. He gave up. He doesn't have the strength or the character to keep going through all the adversity to achieve his goal. He gave up. Or he was weak and didn't have the ability to achieve that goal. So we might be worried about what other people might think. We also might be worried about letting other people down. We might feel responsible to other people for achieving that goal. So in other words, we might feel responsible to our children. If we don't raise them in a wonderfully happy, loving marriage and a loving family, then they're going to be adversely affected. They're going to be harmed in some way. We're responsible for their happiness. We're responsible for their growth in a loving family. We might feel responsible for our employees if we own a business. And we might say, well, if this business doesn't work, those people, they're going to lose their jobs, or they're not going to be happy and fulfilled in their lives unless we create a great company. Now, taking responsibility for the happiness of others is another unfortunate thing that keeps us stuck and unhappy. And we'll talk about that in a later episode, and you're probably already thinking, but hang on, I am responsible for my children's happiness, surely. I mean, they're just children. This is one that people often throw at me when I say this. But of course, just to answer that feeling of, or that question that you might have, you are responsible for your children's happiness, but the way you do that is you teach them how to be responsible for their own happiness. Again, we'll cover this in a later episode, but something to think about. The other thing we do with goals is we set them because we're trying to prove to ourselves that we can achieve any goal we set. And we hear this all the time. You can achieve anything. You know, whatever the mind can perceive, it can achieve. We've had all of these ideas drilled into us that whenever you set a goal, you can achieve it. And if you don't achieve it, it's because you're weak in some way, or you're a failure, or you're not good enough, or you haven't put in enough effort. In other words, it's your fault if you don't achieve a goal, whatever goal you decide to set. Now, that's simply not true. You can't just set any goal. You can't say, I'm going to make $100 million in a week, and if you don't achieve it, I'm a failure. It just doesn't work that way. But anyway, all of these fears are what's in our mind and in our subconscious that are blocking us, that create the doubt, the fear, the uncertainty, and all the problems and mistakes and things that don't go right as we are on the path to achieving our goal. And the really funny thing, the really strange thing about this is that when you have all these fears, what happens? You actually get what you're afraid of. So in other words, if you're afraid of making mistakes, you make more mistakes. If you're afraid of not being happy, you're not happy. If you're afraid of letting other people down, you let them down. If you're afraid that you won't feel in control of your life, you're not feeling in control of your life. And if you're afraid you don't think you'll get what you want, you don't get what you want. This is just the way it works. So the solution is obvious, isn't it? If you want to achieve a goal, you really have to get rid of the fears that are blocking you from getting it. The fears that are creating the doubt and the uncertainty that are getting you to do the wrong things and stopping you from doing the right thing. And I know we've all heard this before. Yep, sure, just get rid of your fears. And here are the ways you do it. Firstly, you think positive. You know, and you say things to yourself. You recite affirmations. You keep telling yourself lies because you think by doing that, eventually your brain is going to believe it. So you say, yes, I will achieve that goal. Yes, I'm unstoppable. Yes, I can make it happen. Yes, it's happening. And we're also told you have to take lots of action. Take massive action. Face your fears. Overcome your fears by facing them and just taking action. And the more action you take, the faster you will achieve your goal. If you've tried all of these things, if you're really honest, you'll know that none of it really works. And I've tried all of those things. I've recited affirmations, or I did recite affirmations and positive statements and trying to change my thoughts and take massive action. I did all that for years, but it never really got me any closer to being happy. I made lots of mistakes and had lots of stress and problems in my life. And when I did achieve what I thought were the goals that I wanted, they never made me really happy anyway. So be honest, if you're trying these things, how are they working for you? They're not really, are they? And here's why. And it took me years to figure this out, but fortunately I finally did. And it's all to do with how your brain works. and how your brain is designed to overcome your problems and, more importantly, reach your goals for you. So here's a quick rundown on how your brain works. And if you've done my coaching programs or listened to any previous episodes, you'll know a bit more about this. But there are four parts to your brain, but the two most important parts are the ones that work to you achieving goals in your life. And the first part that's important is what I call your creative brain. And your creative brain is the part that is designed to ensure that you achieve your biological purpose. And your biological purpose is to have the greatest chance for survival by being the best that you can be. In other words, your happiest, most productive, most resourceful, and achieving all of the things you really want and need to be that, to be happy. And your creative brain, it contains all of your imagination, your creativity, your insights, your awareness, your problem-solving ability, your motivation, and also it sees the big picture. It sees what is most important in your life, and it gets you to do the right things and avoid doing the wrong things. That's the way you're naturally designed to live. But of course, what interferes with that is another part of your brain, which I call your survival brain, which contains your fight or flight mechanism. Now, the purpose of this part, this has a different function. This is not there to make you the best that you can be by giving you the best life possible. This is there to fight off an immediate threat or danger when something comes into your life that could kill you or harm you. And it has a mechanism in there that's it's like a weapon designed to fight off an attacker. But that's all it's there for. It's not like your creative brain, which is there to guide you through your life to be the best that you can be. It's just there to fight off the occasional danger. Now, that might only happen once or twice in your lifetime. Probably happened a lot more often when there really were threats and dangers to our survival millions of years ago. But these days, we're not really faced with that situation at all very often, if at all. But here's the thing about these two parts of your brain. They're activated by emotions. So in other words, when you're feeling good, happy, being the best that you can be, that's your creative brain in action. But when you're feeling stressed, worried, and most importantly, fear, when you feel fear, and it could be a subconscious fear which is expressed in stress, worry, and frustration, but whenever you feel fear, what you're actually doing in your brain, biologically, is you're deactivating your creative brain and you're activating your survival fight or flight brain, ready to fight off an attacker. And remember, your survival fight or flight brain, its purpose is to react to danger, not to reach goals. And because of that, it's very limited. And it has all these fears. It needs to make you feel safe. It needs to have a goal. It needs to know what's going to happen in the future. It needs to know the steps. All of the steps to keep you safe and to remove you from danger. So it needs plans, it needs strategies. And it also needs to know that it's going to do the right thing, that it won't make mistakes, that it won't cause more pain for you. And it needs to feel in control of the situation. It needs to know that it will eliminate the danger. Now, this is all fine when you really are faced with an immediate danger. But a lot of these things, it doesn't really know, really. I mean, if a lion comes out of the jungle, it knows there's a lion there and it knows what to do, the first two or three things to do to get you out of that danger, whether it's to run away or shout for help or whatever it is. But it doesn't really know what's going to happen in the future. It can't know. It's very limited. But it's your creative brain that knows what's going to happen in the future, that knows what you need to be happy. Not to eliminate a threat, it knows what you need to be happy. And it also knows the right steps to get you there. So coming back to this idea of how do you remove your fears so you can start at really achieving your goals and getting what you want. Yes, you can remove your fears, but you can't do it through force. You can't do it through trying to tell yourself positive things when you feel not positive. You can only do it by activating your creative brain, and that doesn't work through force. So coming back to your goal, the thing you really want to achieve, when you really think about it, what's the only way that you can remove fear? If I've pointed out some of the ways you can't remove fear, trying to force these, change your mind, change your thinking through force. If you can't do all of those things, what's the only thing that works to remove fear about not achieving your goal? Well, here's where the contradiction, where the paradox comes in, but it's absolutely true, and I think you'll agree if you really think about it. There's only one way to remove your fear of not achieving your goal, and that is you have to stop trying to achieve it. You have to stop telling yourself that you have to achieve it, that you need to achieve it, that you'll only be happy if you achieve it. In other words, you have to stop telling yourself that you need that at all. And when you really think about it, what that means ultimately is you have to give up the goal itself. You have to stop having it as a goal. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this is absolutely crazy. Liam, are you telling me I have to give up on my goal if I have to stop trying to achieve it? But I know it will make me really happy. What am I going to do instead? I'm not just going to go and sit in a corner and allow my life to disintegrate into a mess. I'm not going to do that. What am I going to do if I'm not going to be working towards a goal? Okay, well, let me challenge you a little bit here and say, when you say these things, what are you really thinking? What you're really thinking when you say, what do you mean I have to achieve my goal? What else am I going to do? What you're really expressing is a fear that you won't be happy unless you reach that goal. You're not allowing, you're not saying to yourself, you know, no matter what happens, I know my creative brain will bring me everything I need to be happy. You're not saying that, are you? There are fears, subconscious fears inside you. And what happens when you feel fear? It's your survival brain, your fight or flight that's activated and it's blocking you. Now remember, your biological purpose is to be happy. It's the purpose of all life is to be the best that it can be because it's all wired for survival, including you. And you being happy is you being the best that you can be. And you have a brain, and most importantly, a part of your brain, which I call your creative brain, that's specifically designed to achieve that. It's automatic. It's not like it can't do it. It can do it. It's what it's designed to do. So instead of focusing on your goal, on trying to achieve that, instead what you need to focus on is saying, how can I allow my creative brain to do its job? Now, religion has spoken about this for centuries. In the Bible, it talks about it extensively, that you have to allow, you have to trust, you have to believe, you have to know that everything is going to work out fine. And it places such emphasis on this allowing and trusting is because that's how your brain works. When you don't trust, when you don't allow, you're feeling fear. You're activating subconscious fears and you're using the wrong part of your brain. So it's as if God is saying to you, I want you to be really happy and I'm going to give you everything you need to be really happy. And not only that, I'm going to make your life purpose to be happy so that you have the greatest chance for survival. And I'm going to give you this machine and all you need to do is use it the right way and it'll give you everything that you want. You will be happy. But obviously you need to use it the right way and you can't blame God if you're not using it the right way and therefore not getting the results that you want. In other words, if you're feeling frustrated and not happy. So this is so crucial. And when you really get this, you'll be astounded at how your life works out. When you really start to understand and trust your creative brain and use it the right way, you'll be amazed at what happens. But another really important thing to remember about your creative brain is that it doesn't operate on goals and plans and strategies. Often it doesn't show you what you really want and need. You have to trust and allow and know that it knows and it will bring it to you. And all you need to do is you need to take the first step, the next step, because that's how your creative brain works. It only ever shows you the next step. And why is that? Because that's the most biologically efficient way to operate, for you to operate. You don't need to know about the next 20 steps and get all stressed and frustrated and worried and trying to evaluate what needs to happen. You just need to do the next thing and to know that it's the right thing. Now, sometimes your creative brain will show you the goal. It will show you the big picture. And you might have had those feelings where you think, I know I should marry that person, or I know I'm going to marry that person, or I know that I'm going to have this business or this career or this job, and there's something about it. I just know that it's going to happen. So sometimes when it's a big thing like that, your creative brain will show it to you. But most of the time it won't. Most of the time it's only going to show you one step at a time. And your job is simply to take that step. Not judge, not evaluate, not doubt. Remember, all those things are based on fear. They're all activating the wrong part of your brain. Just take the next step. And just remember, your creative brain doesn't operate effectively if you're in a state of fear. These two brain states don't operate efficiently together. When your survival, fight or flight brain is active, when you're feeling fear, stress and worry, you're shutting down your creative brain. It's just the way it works on a biological level. So instead of being attached to your goal and thinking that's the way that you can be happy, and living through all that frustration and stress when things aren't going your way and it doesn't seem to be getting any closer, or eventually if you get it and you're still not happy, instead of doing all of that, realize there's a much more effective and efficient way to live, and that's by using a different part of your brain that knows what you don't know. So have the wisdom to accept that you don't know what you need to be happy. You don't really know. You think you do, and that's the problem. You think you do. But thinking is limited. Your creative brain operates far more powerfully than just through your thoughts. So you don't really know what it is that you need to be happy. Accept that as the truth. Also accept that you don't need to know. You don't need to know what's going to make you happy. It will show up if you allow your creative brain to do its job. And that all you need to do is simply that. Get out of the way and allow your creative brain to do what it's here to do, which is to give you the best life possible and make you the best that you can be. Something you might find helpful is whenever you're feeling stress, frustration, because this is going to happen from time to time, but whenever you slip back into those states of subconscious fear where you know you're activating your survival, fight or flight brain, just stop and say to yourself, you know, whatever is best for me is what will be. Whatever is best for me is what will be. And just allow it to happen. And instead of being frustrated and stressed, you can be excited because you know that your creative brain is going to make sure that all of the right things, the things that you really want in your life, are going to happen. This is Liam Naden signing off. Thanks for watching. But before you go, there's some action to take. Hit the subscribe and like buttons and leave your thoughts in a comment below. I'd love your feedback. And if you have friends who you think would benefit from this, please share it with them. Thanks again for your support and stay tuned for more from me, Liam Naden. And remember, you can only reach your full potential when you let yourself off the hook.